everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of June 3rd through 9th, 2013. It was Grand Prix Assignment Week, and that wasn't even the only thing that happened, but it was the biggest. The initial Grand Prix assignments put on the circuit a lot of skaters, albeit a number of them with only one assignment, especially among the couples, and, like last year, most events holding host slots open. Though Japan has named all their single skaters for the NHK trophy, Canada and China have also filled all three of their men's host slots, France of all countries has filled all three ladies' spots, and Canada has also named all their host slots couples. Perhaps the biggest things to note is the naming of both Evan Lysacek and Evgeny Plyshenko to their host events, while Tomas Werner is absent from the roster. At Skate America, Lysacek will be joined by Max Aaron and face off against a strong Japanese contingent, including both Daisuke Takahashi and Takehiko Kazuka, as well as Tatsuki Mishido, and also Dennis Ten. Artur Kaczynski, like all the Russian men except Maxim Kovtin, has only one event, and will have it here. So will Alexander Majorov, while Brian Joubert will have one of two. So this ain't too shabby a field. In Canada, Patrick Chan may have escaped Javier Fernandez this year, if only because of seeding, but will have to face his training mate Yuzuru Hanyu instead, as well as Michael Brezina, Jeremy Abbott, Nobunari Oda, Taki Komura, while Canada will also be represented by Yael Edge-Bald and Andrew Rogozin, the only assignment for either, and the US will be represented by Joshua Ferris and Ross Miner. China lacks any giants, but has a lot of contenders, including Dennis Ten, Florent Imodio, Takiko Kazuka, Kevin Reynolds, Han Yan, and Nan Song, as well as Kovtin. Well, Yi Wang gets onto the circuit again with the host slot, and Peter Liebers and Richard Dornbusch round the field out. Japan could be a real clash, with Takashi facing off against Javier Fernandez. He's joined by Mura Inoda, and they are joined by Abbott, Max Aaron, and Adam Rippon, getting only one event along with Sergei Voronov and Konstantin Menchov, as well as Tafik Besagir. Chan and Hanyu face off again in Paris, joined again by Brezina and also by Imodio, Yan, and Song. A second host slot goes to Romain Ponsard, and Miner and Jason Brown, with his only assignment, round the field out. In Russia, Plyshenko will go up against Fernandez, but the Russian Federation has managed to keep him from facing too many contenders, with the biggest outside these two being Reynolds, though Joubert is here too, as is Kovtin, Mishida, Ferris, Liebers, and Dornbusch. The ladies' scene is now such that none of the fields are particularly weak, most of them such that one gets the feeling all but one or two of the skaters could easily medal under the right circumstances, but the seating, of course, provides for a front runner in all six fields. Mao Asada heads the field at Skate America, while Elizaveta Tikhtomisheva is joined by Elena Radionova and Ashley Wagner, more oddly, is joined by Caroline Zhang getting onto the circuit, while Anna Gedevanishvili and Victoria Helgeson will also lurk about, and Maya Bernice Maytay and Valentina Marquet round the field out. Yina Kim got Canada instead. They are to deal, of course, with Caitlin Osmond, and with Kira Korpi, Akiko Suzuki, Gracie Gold, Julia Lipnitskaya, Alina Leonova, and Christina Gao, with Amelie Lacoste getting onto the circuit with the host nod. China is arguably the weakest field, but Carolina Costner will still have to deal with Kanako Murakami, Zijin Lee, and Adelina Sotnikova. Agnes Sawatsky and Anna Pogorelei are also there, and China too used their host slot to get a less fortunate skater in this case Kekshin Zhang. Well, this is also the only event for Yoshi Helgeson and Polina Korobeynikova. Asada, obviously, heads the NHK trophy, joined by Suzuki as well as Sadoka Miyahara, but there's also Gold, Lee, Radionova, Mirai Nagasu, Leonova, and Gedevanishvili, with Marquet again rounding the field out. Kim also got a request for Trophy Eric Pompard, and this will probably be her easier event, but there's still Wagner, Korpi, and Sotnikova, as well as Helgeson hitting Gao, and Maytay heading the host three, with the other two slots getting Aretha Sillett and Linael Gilirangori into the circuit. Pogorelei rounds that field out. But the series should end strong in Russia, where Costner will face Tikhtomisheva, Osmond, and Murakami, with Lipnitskaya, Nagasu, Zawadzki, and Miyahara also about, and Haruki Imai with her only event rounding that field out. In the ice dance, of course, there are only two absolute giants, and especially at their home events. Meryl Davis and Charlie White and Maya and Alex Shubutani may even go 1-2 at Skate America, though Anna Capellini and Luca Linate do make that unlikely. Isabella Tobias and Davide Stegnunius, Julius Lubin and Alexei Sitnikov, and Kathy and Chris Reed all have their only event here, though Pernell Caron and Lloyd Jones have one of two. Canada one-ups the U.S. by bringing their top two to their home event. Desert Virtue and Scott Moyer and Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poggi are likely to go 1-2. While the bronze may be a bigger battle between Ekaterina Ryazanova and Ilya Dechenko, Nelly Giganchina and Alex Gaji, and Madison Hubble and Zachary Donahue. The latter have their only assignment here, as do Alexandra Paula Mitchell-Islam, benefiting from the third host slot to return to the circuit, and Charlene Guinard and Marco Fabri and Alexandra Stepanova and Ivan Bukin making their Grand Prix debuts. Cup of China might just prove the most competitive event in a day of reckoning. Natalie Peschel and Fabian Borza will want to affirm their position as the third giant, but they'll have to beat Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev to do it. Madison Chakadev and Bates will be favored for the bronze. Well, of the other teams, only Curran and Jones have two events. Neither of the two Chinese teams of Shintang Huang and Zheng Zheng, or Zhao Yang Yu and Chen Wang got another, though they are here, and Alexander Aldridge and Daniel Eaton get onto the senior circuit to round the field out. Davis and White headline the NHK trophy, though this time, they'll have not only Capellini and Linate again, but also Lena Ilyich and Nikita Katslapov. The Shimotani's too will be there, as will Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier, and this time there are two teams assigned one event. Victoria Sinitsina and Ruslan Jagadjian, and Tanya Kolbe and Stefano Caruso. Japan has kept the rights to only one currently empty host slot. France didn't keep all three either. They kept two slots and filled one of them, Pechela and Borza. Unfortunately for the home team, this is Virtue and Moyer's second event. Ilyichi Keselapov are here too. Wilshigan, Gina, and Gazi too have their second event. And Zini Manko and Carol Cavallian, Petty Coombs and Nicholas Buckland, and Nicole Orford and Thomas Williams, their only one. The other candidate for the most competitive event is the Ross Telecom Cup, where much may depend on how ready and able Bobrova and Soloviev, or even Weaver and Poge are to deal with the other. Chak and Bates are again favorites for the bronze, this time over Riazanova and Tachenko, while Grand Prix debutant Theo Papakik and Canadian Dimitri Dunn and Gabriela Papadakis and Guillaume Kazairin round the field out with their only assignment. Whether any of the Paris events will be competitive for the gold remains to be seen, though two of them have a chance at it, and one has a really good one. Tatiana Voljar and Maxime Trenka have got the requested events, so they headline the field at Skate America, followed by Kirsten Moore-Towers and Dylan Moskovich, while the bronze may be a bit more of a battle. Stephanie Burton and Drinja Tarek are more or less the favorites, but it's perfectly possible for any of Vanessa James and Morgan Cypress, Katie Denny and John Coughlin, Xenia Stilbova and Frida Klimov, or even Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier to win it. Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford are the favorites at Skate Canada, though Yuko Kawaguchi and Alexander Smirnov could also take it. Burton and Tarek are doing two events in a row, and will in this one probably contend for the bronze against Wen Jingsui and Kong Han, while Paige Lawrence and Rudy Swigers are the only other team with two events. Canada's third spot gets Margaret Purdy and Michael Marinaro up from juniors, while Lindsay Davis and Rocky Brubaker get an event on her scores with Mark Ladwig last season, and Mari Bartman and Aaron Van Cleve round the field out. Aliona Savchenko and Robin Silkeby lead the field in China, their only challenge being Qing Pang and Jian Tong, though Alexis Kimeka and Chris Kanirim look for their first medal against Cheng Peng and Hao Zhang, who have a second event, and Anastasia Martishiev and Alexei Roganov, and Felicia Zhang and Nate Bartholomew, who do not. Nor do Daria Popova and Bruno Massu, who ran the field out. At the NHK Trophy, Voljar and Trenkov are followed by countrymen Yuka Kawaguchi and Alexander Smirnov, while five couples all have shot on the podium. Thuy and Han, Peng and Zhang, Castilian and Schnapier, and Lawrence and Swigers all have their second event, while Haven Denny and Brandon Fraser have their only. As in the ice dance, Japan keeps only one open slot. France similarly keeps two, though medal here might be harder for Vanessa James and Morgan Cypress, as this is the candidate for most competitive event, with Duhamel and Radford, Peng and Tong, and Vera Bozarova and Yuri Larinov all here, and so are Denny and Coughlin. The field is rounded out by one eventers Nicole Del Monica and Mathieu Goris, and Natasha Perch and Mervyn Tron. Since Voljar and Trenkov didn't want Russia, Savchenko and Solkovy headline that field instead. Vazarov and Larinov are a second team doing back-to-back events. Moore-Towers and Moskovich will face off against them. Skibek and Kanirim get their second event, and Narumi Takahashi and Ryuichi Kiyohara, Yulia Antipova and Nodari Mazurutse in the host slot, and the newly senior Brittany Simpson and Matthew Blackmer round the field out with their single assignments. Except that, for the moment, Simpson and Blackmer's assignment is provisional, but that may change even before they compete again. Along with the assignments, the ISU, as expected, released minimum total scores to properly qualify for the Grand Prix Series based off 60% of the world champion scores, which comes out to 160.68 for the men, 130.98 for the ladies, 113.73 for the dance, and 135.42 for the pairs. This qualifies all 75 men eligible through invites through the season's best list, and all but 4 of the ladies, plus the top 60 in dance, but only 34 pairs, which do not include Simpson and Blackmer. However, while announcing the minimums, the ISU said all skaters must earn them or an unspecified minimal tech scores, which presumably will be released later in the summer. In the aftermath of their names on the roster, Lysacek and Plushenko both gave us updates on how they're currently doing. Lysacek's was mostly to say all's going well. He's running through his free and is where he'd want to be in June, and sees himself as stronger physically than he's been in the past, and will meet with Lori Nicol over his new short in July. Plushenko says similar, is preparing new programs in Novogorsk, and the doctor who did his surgery in Israel will come to see him to do checkup, and he will do Europeans also, among other events, both national and international, and is happy to do the team event assuming Russia qualifies. He thinks it's a great idea, and that he'll be able to recover between that and the men's competition. Alexei Mishin too spoke this week, praising the Federation doctors for the first time in his life, though their work was with his younger students, and also praising Bari, Italy, where his group will now do all their preseason training instead of moving around to different places for different things like they felt they had to do in the past. He also clarifies the situation with Elisaveta Tektomisheva's choreography. There is one short program, made by Yuri Pimenov, and Jeffrey Buttle is doing fine-tuning. He'll even spend a few days in Italy for that purpose. Plushenko is not the only Russian man recovering from injury. This week we learn that Fedor Klimov has also been injured and is recovering. Coach Nina Moser expresses regret for it and says they were doing very well before the injury and are doing everything they can to recover quickly. finale. But more sad news. Monday morning after the Grand Prix assignments, the U.S. men's contingent was reduced by one skater, as Armin Mabanusadeh announced via Twitter he's out. Though he isn't absolutely calling himself done, he admits in all likelihood he is. Later, when talking to Ice Network about it, he explained, "I just decided that the way the season went, it probably wouldn't be the best use of my time to continue competing," and said he'd originally intended to stick the Olympic season out, but now he doesn't think he's likely to make the team anyway. He's moving on to college, and at this point in time, doesn't know if he'll ever be involved in skating again in any other way than being a spectator. The announcement of the assignments was also when more than one skater decided to announce their music as well, most notably Nathalie Pesch and Fabian Borsa. Sorta. They confirmed their free dance is Le Petit Prince, but they are not using the 1974 movie music, which they do not have a good opinion of, but are instead telling the story through other music, of which so far the only name piece is Cirque du Soleil's Quidam. Borsa calls it a mix of their Four Seasons circus and chaplain programs. In China, Nan Song has announced he's skating to blues for a short and the mission for his free, with both programs done by Laurie Nickel back in May. And there are also rumors that Han Yan Short combines the minor waltz from French violinist Laurent Corsia's W album with jazz piano piece Viper's Drag, while a more official source reports that program has him portraying a wild madman, and that as long as to Silence of the Lambs, Nickel did his programs too. And we also have unofficial word on Jason Brown's programs. He's keeping his A Question of You short and skating his free to Riverdam. Talking about music and injuries, both are Malin Hausch and Daniel Vend. The interview published just before they tied the knot in her hometown of Stuttgart, Thursday legally, and Saturday in the church. The physical injury he suffered that kept them from competing last season was from two herniated discs, one in the summer and one in January, which he rehabbed in April. But beyond that, they also suffered the emotional impact of her stepfather dying last spring and his father nearly dying of a heart attack in the summer, which took its toll on them emotionally, ate into their motivation, and also contributed to their being off the ice until August, which was when his back started acting up. They considered retirement, but being off the ice, they discovered they missed it and got their motivation back, plus they didn't want to end on that note. They're working on getting their elements back. Their shortest to Guns N' Roses November Rain, as performed by German violinist David Garrett and E-Guitar, and they're keeping their free program with some tweaks, though they leave it ambiguous whether they mean their 2012 free or the unused one from last year. They quite enjoyed their time in Detroit while Angelika Krylova was choreographing the short, and they hope for a chance to go back there in August. Since they aren't on the Grand Prix this year, they've set a goal of doing three other competitions before German Nationals, and they hope to debut at the Nebelhorn Trophy. They think they might do at least one more season after this, though they don't think they'll last too many more. Other pairs, American ones, revealed programs this week to debut them in Fort Wayne, Indiana, when the 2013 U.S. Figure Skating Pairs Camp incorporated the first ever Fort Wayne Pairs Classic, where pairs of all level competed, though for the seniors there was a short program competition only, followed by feedback and monitoring sessions for those pairs in the international selection pool. Gretchen Donlin and Andrew Spirov were scratchy and their throw wasn't good, but with 56.95, they topped the other pairs by 10 points. In second, Kerry Baga and Taylor Toth came in talking about their recent move to Boston to train under Bobby Martin and Kerry Wall, mostly because they wanted to train alongside other pairs, and plans to do triple toe, double toes, and triple salchows in their free. And they viewed a short to be Italian from 9, and edged out Tara Kane and Daniel O'Shea by 11 hundredths. Both teams suffered falls from the men on their side-by-sides, but Kane and O'Shea also singled their throw and barely caught their twist. Their short was to From Russia with Love, with them both playing spies and she trying to seduce him. They were the only one of the top three pairs where they had their costumes already, and they too spoke of doing toes and salchows in their free, which will be to Don Quixote. Other pairs who attended the camp but didn't compete include Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier, who will probably debut either at Skate Detroit or Montreal, and possibly do the Cranberry Open in August, but this week they were just there for monitoring and informal mentoring of younger pairs, while their coaches led seminars, including one on the importance of staying together. Similarly, Felicia Zhang and Nate Bartholomé performed sections of their Carousel short and Les Miserables free to officials while speaking of trying to land Lutzes in the latter at Skate Detroit. It was particularly good to have a new pairs competition this year when the big one of the summer won't be taking place. The Indiana World Skating Academy Figure Skating Club, hosts of the annual Indy Challenge for Pairs, announced this week that as they are transitioning from their old location in downtown Indianapolis to a temporary one in Carmel just north of the city, they won't be able to hold it. Down in Australia, the current summer competitions are more significant, with this week's Hollands Trophy in Penrith, New South Wales, one of two in which skaters can earn points towards international assignments. This competition started Friday and will conclude tomorrow. Both senior singles competitions had four entries, and none of them skated well at all. Chantelle Carey leads the ladies by nearly 10 points, despite scoring only 38.34, what with falls on both her triples and no combo. In fact, Hailani Crane, who leads the junior ladies after the short, scored 0.03 higher. Likewise, men's short program winner Andrew Dodds met disaster on all three of his jumping passes, though so did the other three. He leads with 41.15. His lead of 41.15 points is narrower than Carey's, though he did at least score more more than junior men's short program winner Charlton Doherty. The Paris events are concluded. Though there was only one senior team, Paris Stevens and Matthew Dodds, who scored 98.88, and one junior team, Eliza Smith and Jordan Dodds, who scored 72.67. There actually weren't any Australian senior ice dance teams, though New Zealand visitors Aisha Campbell and Shane Spaden were there to score 35.14 in the short dance. Two junior teams skated their short dance only. Matilda Friend and Patrick Adderley were the higher scoring. As the show season continues on, the focus this week switched to Taiwan, where Artistry on Ice had their first show of the year last night. Unfortunately, there were some mishaps involved. The ice wasn't in good shape, and the fancy lighting made it hard for the skaters to see, and most of them suffered at least one fall in their performances. Still, highlights included Pert Browning doing Singing in the Rain, with Hongbo Zhao appearing as the policeman, and his honey program in a red wig, Irina Slutskaya skating to Edwin Martin performing live in the middle of the ice, as well as to Lara Fabian's Just We Malad recorded, Johnny Weir doing Born This Way and Christina Aguilera's Army of Me, and Alyssa Sisney doing contrasting programs to Moon River and The Way You Move. Next week, the tour heads for mainland China. In Detroit, the Skating Club of Detroit's annual summer show, too, had some mishaps opening night, with Takehiko Suzuka, as one of the show's top stars, skating to John Mayer's version of Free Falling, illustrated that famous refrain a little too literally, and streaming the show online with Madison Hubble doing commentary and interviews because she's currently gotten a bump on the head and couldn't perform. The stream had some work done between shows and had a couple of issues during the intermission interviews. Kazuka did do better the next night, however, though he didn't do Saturday in today's shows. Just We Malad was heard here too, this time with Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poggi doing it, and similarly, Jeremy Abbott, though not skating opening night, for the other four shows returned to the vocal version of Bring Him Home. And finally, North America, on top of everything else this week, had to deal with the business of new leaders. Skate Canada had their general meeting this weekend, where, as earlier decided, a new president was elected, and the electee proved Liana Caron, a woman who has been a general manager of multiple kinds of organizations, who has also been a member of the board of directors, and an internationally qualified technical controller. Down south, the USFSA election doesn't happen until next year, but this week, one colorful candidate has announced himself. Ron Befenning, the referee of the 2002 Olympic Paris competition, who was among those who tried to set up the World Skating Federation and got banned as a result, and has run for president before, after all that. He hopes to build up grassroots support and promises measures to increase participation in USFSA matters by all members, big and small. Of course, it's a pretty big ask for the Federation to be willing to elect a president who is still in the ISU's bad books. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.